In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I'm glad to be with you in this blessed church, especially in this blessed occasion, the season of the Holy Great Fast, and I'm glad to be with our blessed fathers, Abuna Ishaq and Abuna Ya'qub. May the Lord give us during this fast opportunity to know Him and to live the life of repentance. And every day in this fast will be an opportunity to grow in His love and in His knowledge. And because we are fasting and the theme of the fast is repentance, that's why I'd like to speak with you tonight about a very mighty man, about whom it was written that the Spirit of God was moving him, which means he didn't make any move in his life except through the direction and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But this man had a weak point, that he didn't pay attention to it. And God was very patient as usual and showed long suffering with this great man in order to give him opportunity to repent the easy way. But he didn't benefit from the long suffering and the patience of God, until God said, enough is enough. Some people don't learn except the hard way. So this weak point almost destroyed him. But this was the only way for him to repent and to be accepted by God. I'd like to speak with you tonight about Samson, one of the greatest judges of Israel. And you can read his story in the book of Judges, starting from verse 13. Samson was a Nazarite to the Lord. Nazarite means he was separated, he was consecrated for the service of the Lord. And actually, he was consecrated from the womb of his mother. And the Nazarite in the Old Testament had three requirements. He had to keep three vows. Number one, he shouldn't drink wine. Not only he shouldn't drink wine or alcohol, but even he cannot go to place where the grapes are planted. So any area that has vineyards, he cannot go there. Because if there is area with vineyards, definitely there will be also wine presses and wine. So the instruction was very clear, not to go to a place where there are vineyards. so that he will not be tempted to drink wine and break one of the vows. The second vow is not to touch any unclean or dead thing. He cannot touch any unclean or dead animal, for example. And the third vow is not to shave the hair of his head. These are the three vows. And definitely, there are spiritual meaning behind these vows. What are the spiritual meanings? Not to drink wine, as you read in Ephesians chapter 5, St. Paul said, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And when we read this verse, it sounds strange. Because when he used the article but, usually this article connect between two related verses. But when you read these two sentences, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, the first impression is, what is the relation between being drunk and being filled with the Spirit? These two sentences are not related at all. But actually, there is some relation between being drunk and being filled with the Spirit. St. Paul was making a comparison here. In order to be drunk, you need to be filled with alcohol. You need to be saturated with alcohol. So when the level of alcohol increases, you will get drunk. And when you get drunk, you are not under the control of yourself, but you are under the control of alcohol. That's why you may say words that you don't mean. That's why you may do some actions that you don't intend. That's why St. Paul said, do not be drunk with alcohol in which there is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. So the comparison here, when a person is filled with alcohol, he will lose control, but he will be under the control of alcohol. As Christian, we shouldn't be under the control of alcohol. But as Christian, we should be filled with the Spirit. As Christian, we should be drunk with the Spirit of God. And when I am drunk with the Spirit of God, what's going to happen? I am not in control, but who will control me? The Holy Spirit. That's why when I speak, I will utter spiritual words. My behavior and my actions will be spiritual. That's why St. Paul continues and said, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, chants, hymns, spiritual songs. Because now I am under the control of the Holy Spirit. So when I speak verses. I speak words of the Spirit. Like when Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, was filled with the Spirit. What did she say? She said words by the Holy Spirit. She said to Saint Mary, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. These were not her words, but these words are the words of the Holy Spirit, because now she was controlled by the Holy Spirit. So the first vow of the Nazarite, not to drink alcohol, which means he shouldn't be under the control of the alcohol, but he should be under the control of the Holy Spirit. And as I told you, the book of Judges tells us about Samson, that the Spirit of God was moving him. The Spirit of God was moving him. So he was completely under the control of the Holy Spirit. That is the first vow of the Nazarite. The second vow of the Nazarite is not to touch any unclean thing, like dead animal. Why? Again, this is a symbol of the purity and the holiness of life that should be lived and attained by the Nazarite. He should be clean and pure from within and from without. From within, from his heart. And when I am clean and pure in my heart, I also will be pure from outside. The Nazarite is the one who consecrated his life to God. That's why you have to have a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You cannot be called a Nazarite unless if you have pure heart. And the third vow is not to shave the hair of his head. Why? This symbolizes that the main focus of the Nazarite is his inner and intimate relationship with God. He doesn't care about the external appearance. He doesn't pay attention to the pleasures of the world and how he looks, how he appears, how he dresses. All his focus mainly on his relationship with God. As St. Peter instructed the godly women in 1 Peter chapter 3, don't let your adornment from external, but have the adornment of the Spirit, the meek, the calm, the quiet Spirit. So the Nazarite should pay attention to his spirit more than his external appearance. These are the three vows of the Nazarite. And I want to tell you something. All of us are Nazarites to the Lord. The day in which you were baptized, in that day, you looked at the West, or your godparents looked at the West, and they renounced Satan. And then you looked at the East, and you confessed Jesus Christ, and you accepted him. At this moment, you made a vow to be a Nazarite to the Lord. As St. Paul said, didn't you know that you are the temple of God and the Holy Spirit abide in you? And as I told you, Nazarite means consecrated, dedicated for God. And what is the temple of God? It is the place, the church that's consecrated and dedicated for him. So all of us are Nazarites. And because all of us are Nazarites, we should keep these three vows. We should be under the control of the Holy Spirit. We should be pure in our hearts, and also we shouldn't pay attention to the external adornment, but we should pay attention more on our relationship with God, as you're going to hear after tomorrow in the liturgy. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That is our first priority, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So Samson was a Nazarite. But he had a weak point in his life. What was this weak point? It was the lust, the desire of the flesh. He didn't discipline his flesh, as St. Paul said, I discipline my flesh and bring it into subjection. The lust of the flesh was controlling him. That's why, as we're gonna discuss together, he broke the three vows of the Nazarite. He didn't break one, he broke the three of them. Let us see what happened in his life. In Judges chapter 14, verse 1, now Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. So he went up and told his father and mother, saying, I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, get her for me as a wife. Then his father and mother said to him, is there no woman among the daughters of your brethren, or among all my people, that you must go and get a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said to his father, get her for me, for she pleases me well. Samson decided to marry one of the daughters of the Philistines. And actually, in this decision, he made three mistakes. And many of our youth, in the decision of marriage, they make the same mistakes like Samson. برضو يعني عشان ما تناموش مني, let me ask you, what are, يعني نتكلم مع بعض, what are the three mistakes that Samson did in the decision of marriage? افتكروا ايه؟ نعم؟ Number one, he didn't listen to the advice of his parents. ايه تاني؟ He married a stranger, a foreigner to his faith, to his religion. Number three. Not under the control of the spirit. بس ايه اللي عمله غلط in the decision of marriage? Exactly. He made his decision based on what? On physical appearance. She pleases me well. These are the three mistakes. Number one, he married outside his faith. And I'm going to explain this to you. Number two, he didn't listen to his parents. Number three, he made the decision based on what? On the physical appearance. He didn't see the morals of the value, the morals of the family, the values of the family, the spirituality of the family. As we're going to see, he didn't pay attention to this at all. نقرا كده مع بعض. أول حاجة قال أبو أم بيقولوا له إيه؟ بيقولوا له, is there no woman among the daughters of your brethren or among all my people that you must go and get a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines? Circumcision in the Old Testament was a symbol that you are from the people of God. You are in covenant with God. You are from God's chosen people. Circumcision a symbol of what in the New Testament? Huh? Baptism, al-Ma'mudiyya. St. Paul, in his letter to Colossians, he made a connection between baptism and circumcision. If I want to replace uncircumcised by another word that fits New Testament, unbaptized. He made the first mistake in Hawa. He didn't care to marry from his faith, from a person who was baptized in his church. He didn't pay attention to this. Number two, all the decision was made on what? On she pleases me well, for she pleases me well. ودي طبعا بتدل على ايه؟ And there was physical relation between him and her before marriage. زي ما تلقوا, this was the weakest point in his life. He was controlled by his lust. And also, when his father and mother started to give him an advice, he ignored their advice completely. He didn't even discuss their recommendation. His response was, get her for me, for she pleases me well. Get her for me, for she pleases me well. And many youth, they do the same. Unfortunately, they made the decision of marriage based on physical appearance, on emotions, on lust, on attraction, on pleasure. And number two, they don't listen to the advice of their parents or their spiritual fathers. They don't listen. And number three, sometimes they may marry outside the church. And most of the time, they try back to insult the church or criticize the church in order to justify why they are married outside the church. These are the same mistakes that Samson did. وبعدين نيجي نقرا in verse 5, يقول لك, so Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyards of Timnah. Came to the vineyards of Timnah. And I'll tell you, in the first vow, he shouldn't drink wine, or even he shouldn't go to a place where there is vineyards. But because of his lust, because of his desire to marry this woman, he broke his first vow. As a Nazarite, he shouldn't go to Timnah, because Timnah was known with its vineyards. But he broke the vow. Many times we break our vows and commitment to God because of our desires and lusts. Lakin, on his way to Timnah, something very strange happened to him. What happened? نقرأ كده. Well, now to his surprise, and to his surprise, something unexpected happened. A young lion came roaring against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And he tore the lion apart, as one would have torn apart a young goat. Though he had nothing in his hand. But he didn't tell his father or mother what he had done. While on his way to Timnah, young lion attacked him, was roaring against him. And although he was going to break one of his vows, but the patience of the Lord, as I told you, and his long suffering, sent the Spirit on Samson. And Samson was able to tear apart the lion even without having anything in his hand. So, why God allowed this to happen? Is there any lesson from the story of the lion? Why God allowed this to happen? I want to hear your opinion about it. Trying to stop him. Maybe فعلاً ربنا يعني just trying to stop him from going to Timna. We remind him with the power of God. You know, he has power to tear apart a lion. 18. God never left him alone. Even when we leave him, God doesn't leave us. 18. عايز اقول لك حاجه هنا. The lion represent what? تفتكر lion represent what? Power. It represents what in the life of Samson? Lust. Exactly. The lion represents the sin that was attacking him, that was roaring against him. Sometimes when I'm controlled by a sin, a certain sin in my life, I feel I am so weak in front of this sin. Like, I cannot quit smoking. Now I'm smoking for 40 years. Are you asking me to quit smoking now? I cannot. I tried to quit gambling, but I cannot. I tried to quit sexual thoughts, but I cannot. I tried. So sometimes we feel very weak in front of certain sins in our life. As I told you, he had weak point. He was so weak. This mighty man, Samson, was so weak before the lion. فربنا كان عايز يقول له ايه؟ In his journey to Timna, ربنا عايز يقول له, Samson, you feel so weak before the sin of lust. But if you called me, I can give you the power to destroy this lion, even if you have nothing in your hand. So, I want each one of us to think right now about what is the lion in your life? What is threatening your eternal life? What sin that you feel so weak in front of it? And I want you to cry and to call on God to send His Holy Spirit on you, so that you can tear this sin apart as Samson tore apart the lion. Not relying on any personal abilities. Even he didn't have anything in his hands. So ask the Lord, cry to Him to give you the Spirit by whom you will tear apart this sin in your life, and you will be free from this sin from now and forever. This is the time of repentance, the time of fasting. So try to get the strength, try to get the power from God to tear this lion apart. But as you're going to see, Samson never prayed to God, except two times only that was mentioned in the Bible. That's why he was so defeated by the lion in his life, the lion of lust. This lion defeated him because he didn't ask God to be with him. And he didn't get the message. And although God gave him the power to kill this lion, but he didn't get the message. And he went and he married this woman from Timnah. As we read in verse 7, then he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. وبعد كده يقول لك, after some time, when he returned to get her, he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, a swarm of bees and honey were in the carcass of the lion. He took some of it in his hand and went along eating. When he came to his father and mother, he gave some to them, and they also ate, but he didn't tell them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. ايه رايكم لما هو راح and the honey from the carcass of the lion, was this right or wrong? Exactly. Now Samson broke the second vow. The carcass of the lion was a dead animal, and he shouldn't touch the carcass of the lion, but he touched it and he ate from it. And that's why when he gave to his parents, he didn't tell them from where it was. In Homo Bardo, they were under the same restriction, but that's why he gave them to eat from the honey without telling them from where it was. But God actually dealt with him and sent him another message by having honey. And ربنا عايز يقول له, even from the sin in your life, when you will have control over it through the power of the Holy Spirit, it will turn into a sweet relationship with God. عارفين زي مين? Like Saint Augustine. Saint Augustine, one of his weakest point was his sexual desire, the lust of the flesh. And after repentance, these emotions that was misused, these emotions was directed to God. And that's why you read in his confession, very, very sweet emotional words, but now directed to whom? To the Lord. So from this lion, from this source of sin and defeat, now came what? Sweetness, a sweet relationship with God. بعد كده كانوا بيعملوا الويدنج for 7 days. يعني البانكويت سيليبريشن 7 days, مش زي اليومين دولت يعملوها ليلة نص ساعة وخلاص. يعملوا كان 7 days. فبيقولوا ايه? In verses 12, then Samson said to them, to للجيستس. والجيست دولت كانوا منين? من فلسطين. من they are Philistines like his wife. Let me pose a riddle to you. If you can correctly solve and explain it to me within the 7 days of the feast, then I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. But if you cannot explain it to me, then you shall give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothes. And هو عايز يجهز نفسه بس بلاش. فقالهم لك ريدل. لو جبتوها أنا I will give you 30 garments and 30 changes of clothes. If you couldn't answer it, and you give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothes. Where riddle they am? Allahum. Out of the eater came something to eat. And out of this throng came something sweet. Taban, the eater here is the lion. Something to eat is the honey. Out of the throng, the lion, came something sweet. That's the honey. Now for 3 days, they couldn't explain the riddle. But it came to pass on the 7th day, آخر يوم بقى في الريسبشن أو في البانكويت, they said to Samson's wife, entice your husband that he may explain the riddle to us, or else we will burn you and your father's house with fire. Have you invited us in order to take what's ours? Is that not so? هنا his wife was put and placed in a very difficult situation. Actually, they put her between two options. Either to entice her husband to know the answer of the riddle, or they will put her and her family in fire. They will burn her and her family. So, what do you think? What she should do? Family. يعني, if a person put in a situation like this, what she should do? إيه رأيك؟ تعترف بالحياة لمين؟ يعني ممكن كانت تروح تقول له here is the situation. نعم؟ pray. Yeah, but she was pagan. Actually, she was Philistine. She was not Israelite from the children of God. Actually, the right thing to do in her to be honest to her husband. And if she is honest to her husband, God will protect her. But unfortunately, she chose the other option, to entice her husband in order to save her life from being burned. يعني هي ما كانتش عايزة انها تتعرض انها تتحرق. عشان كده she enticed her husband. شوف عملت ايه. يقول لك then Samson's wife wept on him. She started back to use manipulation. Wept on him and said, you only hate me. You do not love me. You have posed a riddle to the sons of my people, but you have not explained it to me. And he said to her, look, I have not explained it to my father or mother. So should I explain it to you? Now she had wept on him the 7 days where their feast lasted. يعني قعدت تبكي 7 أيام بتوع الفرح. نكدت عليه 7 أيام بتوع الفرح. عشان تعرف من الإجابة. وكان آخر يعني 7 أيام البكاء عمل إيه. So, and it happened on the 7th day that he told her because she pressed him so much. قعدت تزن, فالرجل زهق, ففي اليوم السابع قال لها الإجابة. Then she explained the riddle to the sons of her people. So the men of the city said to him on the 7th day and before the sun went down, what's sweeter than honey and what's stronger than a lion? And he said to them, if you had not plowed on my heifer, you wouldn't have solved my riddle. إن لم تحرصوا على عجلتي, يعني للأسف شبه مراته بالعجلة هنا. لم إن لم تحرصوا على عجلتي ما كنتش عرفتوا أحجيتي. If you hadn't plowed with my heifer, you wouldn't have solved my riddle. أنا بقولها كده لأن إحنا ناس بيقولوها بالعربي يقول على عجلتي, لكن بالإنجليزي واضحة مش عجلة, هي عجلة. Then برضو the Spirit of the Lord God was again patient with Samson. He was so patient with him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, and he went down to Ashkelon and killed the 30 of their men, took their apparel, and gave the changes of clothing to those who had explained the riddle. فقتل 30 واحد وخد الهدوم بتاعتهم واداهم للناس اللي ايه لو عدهم بال 30 جارمز. ولكن زعل من مراته فعمل ايه؟ So his anger was aroused and he went back up to his father's house. راح هو زعل وراح لبيت ابوه وزعل هناك. طيب دلوقتي انا قلت لكم if Simpson's wife then from a good family and they had good morals, المفروض باباها كان يعمل ايه؟ What her father would do. لما شمشون زعل واتقمص وراح عند اهله كان المفروض باباها يعمل ايه؟ يعني كان ممكن يقول لها بصي انت you did something wrong, go and apologize to him, go and ask forgiveness from him. He would help them in reconciliation. لكن عارفين بابا عمل ايه؟ بابا عمل حاجة غريبة قوي. يروح يقول لك ايه؟ And Samson's wife was given to his companion who had been his best man. فأبوها قال لها يعني هو زعل ولا يهم. أنا هجوزك لصح اللي هو was the best man in their wedding. Then just to show you the morality and the values of this family. But Samson didn't pay attention to this because as I told you, all his focus was what? She pleases me well. فقال لها هو هيتقمص ويزعل ويعمل شغلانة ولا يهم. وراح واخدها مجوزها لصديقه. يعني شوف العين مش لأي واحد تاني. To his companion who was his best man. طبعا سيمسون didn't know this. So he waited and waited and waited and waited. But nothing happened. فقال أعمل إيه؟ قال خلاص أنا راح أصالح مراتي. So after a while in the time of wheat harvest it happened that Samson visited his wife with a young goat. ده مش راح بس يعني راح يزورها, ده واخد لها هدية معاه young goat عشان يصالحها. And he said let me go in to my wife into her room. ما كانش عارف انها اتجوزها. But his father would not permit him to go in. وبعدين اسمعوا بقى الحاجة العجيبة جدا what her father told Samson. شوفوا قول له ايه. Her father said I really thought that you thoroughly hated her. قال انا قلت انت كرهتها من كل قلب. طيب افرض انك كرهتها ابعتها لي يعني خليها تعتذر لي تصالحها. Therefore, I give her to your companion. شوف بقى الجملة جاية. الجملة جاية صعبة قوي. Isn't her younger sister better than her? Please take her instead. يبين بين لكم بس الأخلاق بتاعت العيلة دي. قالت زعلان. أختها الصغيرة أجمل منها. روح اتجوزها. That is how they were thinking. طبعا سيمسون said to them this time I shall be blameless regarding the Philistines if I harm them. And he made a trick and actually he burned the fields of the Philistines. Then the Philistines said who has done this? And they answered Samson the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he has taken his wife and given her to his companion. So the Philistines came up and burned her and her father with fire. Why she enticed Samson? to avoid what? Being burned. And what happened to her? She was burned. عايز اقول لك الخطيه عمرها ما تنجي الانسان. يعني she thought ان هي if she enticed her husband she would save her life. But she ended up burned with her father. يعني اللي كانت خايفه منه حصل لها. ده بس عشان درس نعرف كده ان الواحد عمره ما لو كذب ولا يعني sometimes احنا feel if we lie or if we did something wrong I can save my life or the life of somebody. This never save your life. Sin doesn't save your life. Sin doesn't save your life. ودي نتيجة الجواز الفاشل. Because he made a wrong decision. That's why his marriage ended very, very wrong. يعني a very sad ending. لكن do you think in the Samson learned a lesson? No. Samson was this type of man, he doesn't learn the easy way. He doesn't learn the easy way. نقرأ كده chapter 16 verse 1. Now Samson went to Gaza and saw a harlot there and he went into her. When the Gazites were told Samson has come here, they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the gate of the city. And they were quiet all night, saying, in the morning, when it is daylight, we will kill him. لكن خلي بالكو, and still God was patient with Samson. Although he went into a harlot, but لسه ربنا كان مطول باله عليه. But Samson didn't take advantage and didn't repent. But actually, he misunderstood completely the patience and the long-suffering of God. You're like, and Samson lay low till midnight. Then he arose at midnight, took hold of the doors of the gate at the city, of the city, and the two gate posts. يعني خد الدرفتين بتوع الباب والقائمتين pulled them up bar and all put them on his shoulder and carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. طبعا he wouldn't do this except through the power of the spirit. انه يقدر البابين بالقائمتين بالعتبة العليا يشيل كل ده ويطلع على جبل. يعني he cannot do this except through the grace of God, the Spirit. ده بيقول لك ان ربنا was still patient with sins. نرجع to the third woman. يبقى الاول واحدة اللي هي بتاعت تمنة, تاني واحدة بتاعت جازة. The third woman in his life, اللي هو was mentioned actually in the Bible. يقول لك afterward, it happened that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, entice him and find out where his great strength lies and by what means we may overpower him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And every one of us will give you 1,100 pieces of silver. So Delilah started back to entice him because she wanted to get the money. So Delilah said to Samson, please tell me where your great strength lies and with what you may be bound to afflict you. And Samson actually lied to her three times. He didn't tell her the truth. And in every time she called the Philistines, but the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him and he was able to defeat them three times. ده بين لك ان ربنا was patient with him. لغاية نقرأ بعد كده in verse 15, then she said to him, how can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these three times and have not told me where your great strength lies. And I wonder which love she is talking about. Told her three times you mocked me, here she wants to deliver him to his enemies. يعني بتتكلم على ايه دي؟ تقول له how you say that I love you where your heart is not with me. You have mocked me three times and have not told me where your great strength lies. And it came to pass when she pestered him daily with her words and pressed him so that his soul was vexed to death, that he told her all his heart and said to her. قال لها بقى الحقيقة. أنا كل ما أقرأ الآية دي أستعجب كده. يعني فعلا I am surprised. واحدة she pressed him to death. Pressed him to death. And he knew he was a very wise man. Otherwise he wouldn't be a judge. And to be a judge, this means he was a wise man. So he knew, and if he told her the truth, she would deliver him to his enemies. So how a man in his right mind to tell her the truth? And this question bothered me for some time. Why he didn't lift her? Why he didn't leave her? If she pressed him to death, the right response was to leave him. But he couldn't. And I came to this conclusion. In أول حاجة, in he was blinded by his sin. He couldn't see that she will deliver him to his enemies. So the sin truly blinds. يعني احيانا نشوف كده ولد ماشي في طريق غلط نقول يا ابني what are you doing? You are destroying your life. But he is totally blind. مثلا الادكتس واللي بياخدوا مخدرات ودراجز وسيلينج دراجز تكلموا تحس تتكلم وهو في وادي تاني. He is not here. He is totally blind. So number one, sin actually blinds. Sin blinds. And number two, why he couldn't leave her? Because the sin bound him. There was like ties binding Samson to this woman. Although he was pressed to death, but he couldn't leave her. So I can say sin blinds and sin binds. And also, زي ما البابي بيقول, his soul was vexed to death. فعني من جوه كان بيعمل ايه؟ كان بيطحن من جوه. So, sin also grinds. So, sin grinds a person from within and blinds a person and binds the person. So, sin blinds, sin binds, and sin grinds. So he told her his heart and he broke the third vow. قال لها كده. قال لها no razor has ever come upon my head for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaven, then my strength will leave me and I shall become weak and be like any other man. When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up once more, for he has told me all his heart. So the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hand. Then she lulled him to sleep on her knees in order to be very weak. And she knows that's his weak point. And called for a man and had him shave off the seven locks of his head. الآية بقى اللي جاية دي يعني بتتعبني يعني it bothers me. يقول لك then she began to torment him. The first person that tormented him and tortured him was the woman that he loved and he entrusted with his secret. And his strength left him. هنا بقى ربنا قال ايه؟ قال له بص listen Samson. And I was patient with you. And I had long suffering on you. But enough is enough. Now my spirit will depart from you. Although this grieves my heart. But I have no other option. I have to do this so that I lead you to repentance. Because some people learn the easy way. But you are from the people who learn the difficult way, the hard way. You have to be tortured in order to return to God. Some of us, we have to go through difficult times, through sufferings, in order to repent. Samson was one of this kind. So his strength left him. And she said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. So he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free. But he didn't know that the Lord had departed from him. ما كانش عارف بقى ان خلاص بقى ربنا سابه. I don't know. I'm not going to deliver you anymore. So then the Philistines took him and put out his eyes. They made him what? Blind. And brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with bronze fetters. And he became a grinder in the prison. خلي بالكم أنا أطلقوا sin blinds, sin binds, and sin grind. Actually, they did these three things for him physically. They made him blind. So the spiritual blindness led to the physical blindness. And they bound him with fetters of bronze. So the spiritual binding of sin made him physically bound. And he was grinding because sin grinds. أنا حطوه كده زي الانيمال يلف في الطاحونة وطبعا شالوا عنيه علشان ما حصلوش دوار. So the three effects of sin actually led to the three physical effects: blinding, binding, and grinding. However, then the Philistines, yeah. However, the hair of his head began to grow again after he had been shaven. Now the lords of the Philistines gathered together to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to rejoice. And they said, our god has delivered into our hands Samson, our enemy. Actually, they praised Dagon, the idol, and said that this idol delivered Samson to his hands. Actually, it's not the idol. It is the sin of Samson that delivered him to their hands. Our God has delivered into our hands our enemy, the destroyer of our land, the one who multiplied our dead. So it happened when their hearts were merry that they said, call for Samson that he may perform for us. So they called for Samson from the prison, and he performed for them. And they stationed him between the pillars. Then Samson said to the lad who held him by the hand, let me feel the pillars which support the temple so that I can lean on them. Now the temple was full of men and women, and all the rows of the Philistines were there, about 3,000 men and women on the roof, watching while Samson performed. Then Samson called to the Lord, saying, دي تاني مرة نقرأ فيها إن شمشون صلى. First time he was dying from thirst. Just he called God for his physical need to send him some water. But this is the second time اللي ابتدى يصلي لربنا وقال له Oh Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God. If Samson prayed before, while he was attacked by the lion of his sin, he would be able to defeat the sin. But he didn't pray. عشان كده, as I told you, I want you to think about the lion that is threatening your life. And I want you to say Samson prayer. Cry to the Lord. وقول له كده. Oh Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray. When you ask God to remember you and to strengthen you, He will be with you. He will deliver you. He will give you the strength that you need. God wants you to be victorious in your life. But sometimes we don't call upon Him. If we call upon Him, He will deliver you. And when Samson called, God listened. God listened to him. And God gave him the strength. So Samson took hold of the two middle pillars which supported the temple. And he braced himself against them, one on his right and one on his left. طبعا, he was very, very zealous for God. They praised Dagon. They saw that Dagon delivered Samson to them. And Samson knew it was not Dagon, because Dagon is an idol. He knew it is his sin. So he wanted to revenge for, not for himself, but to revenge for the glory of God, because they praised Dagon. عشان كده قال له, let me die with the Philistines. And he pushed with all his might, and the temple fell on the Lord's and all the people who were in it. So the dead that he killed at his death were more than he had killed in his life. And by God accepting the prayer of Samson, we knew that God accepted his repentance. And actually in Hebrews chapter 11, St. Paul mentioned him among the men of faith. So we know that Samson's repentance was accepted by God. And he's considered one of the men of faith. And this ends the story of this great man who, because of one sin in his life that he didn't control, that he didn't defeat, actually, he was almost destroyed. The sin bound him, the sin blinded him, the sin ground him. But when he returned to God, God accepted him and accepted his repentance. So the question that I like every one of us to ask himself, are we going to learn the easy way or the hard way? God is patient with us. And God gives us many, many opportunities. Remember kid, how many times you promised God that your life will be changed and then you return back to Him? And how many times you broke this promise? But until now, God is patient with you. But don't let God deal with you the difficult way as He did with Samson. God, sometimes He has to do this in order to save your life. Has to deliver you to suffering and to torture and to torment in order to save your eternal life. But isn't it better just to repent and transform our life the easy way? Cry on the Lord. Search for the lion that's attacking your life. And tell the Lord with Samson, remember me, O Lord, I pray. Strengthen me, O my God. And the Lord will hear you. The Lord will give you the strength that you need to overcome the sin in your life and to be with Him. I pray that this time, this season of fasting, will be a season of repentance and transformation for all of us. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.